1899. February 1, 1899. The importance of students caring for their health. Extracts from recent communications. Ellen G. White. I am pained as I have presented to me students who are being educated to work for the salvation of the souls and bodies of those perishing around them, but who will themselves perish before they can accomplish that for which they are striving so earnestly. Will all teachers and students learn, before they go any farther, how to treat themselves, that they may intelligently cooperate with God in bearing His message and doing His work, and not be cut off at the very time when they are most needed? The laws of life and health must not be trifled with. Human beings must appreciate their God-given capabilities. They are required to study to obey the laws of God, to bring their bodies under intelligent restraint. This is a work they must in no wise neglect. They are not to be under anyone's jurisdiction, to place themselves in a position where their health will be endangered. They must respect and care for the physical structure. They must have the best advantages for sleeping, and not feel that it is an indifferent matter what they eat and how many studies they take. They should not exercise violently or for too many hours at a time. They should eat regularly. Nature will not be imposed upon. She will not forgive the injuries done to the wonderful, delicate machinery. The pale, weak student is a continual reproach to health reform. Far better would it be for some to go outdoors and work in the soil. Exercise is good. God designs that all parts of the human machinery shall be used. There should be regular hours for working, regular hours for eating. Without studying the exact cost of every article of food and providing the cheapest kind, procure those articles that are best for making steam to run the living machinery. There is no extravagance in providing those articles of food that the system can best take in and digest, and thus send vitality to every part of the living organism. If a worker becomes worn out and incapacitated with labor, we must respect human nature because of the sacrifice made on Calvary. Christ died to restore corrupted human beings, and He desires them to look to Him and live. But many students who think they are fitting themselves to lay hold of and carry responsibilities will make distressing failures because the laws of life, which, if observed, would have helped and aided them in the accomplishment of different results, were disregarded and neglected. Nature, abused or ill-treated in any way, expresses her feelings like a faithful monitor, in aches and pains. Are we not children of one common Father, and are we not treated by Him as such? Has not ample provision been made by the Lord God who rules in the heavens that man shall not be treated as a machine? At an infinite cost, God has made provision to restore His moral image in man, that in our face and character Christ may discern His own image, which was effaced by transgression. Let us consider the possibilities and probabilities before each student who is placed under teachers to be instructed.